Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Welcome, amazing Sandrine and amazing people from all over the world tuning into our page, tuning through time and space into our YouTube channels. Welcome, Sandrine, to this conversation, to this interview on all things dragons. For those of you who don't know me, I'm going to introduce myself, and then I'm going to have beautiful Sandrine introducing herself, and we'll start there. So my name is Marga Valverde. I go for Mission Soul on the internet space. I am a soul mission activator and amplifier. I support humans with their mission brands, basically channel the magic from their soul into a beautiful expression on the planet via a mission brand. I have 10 years of experience as a digital strategist, and I've been years supporting ascending souls in their mission. I am the founder of the mission brand Mystery School, and I am also the founder of the Mission Soul Movement, pioneering the personal development industry. Beautiful Sandrine, it is such a pleasure to have you here. I've known you for quite a few years. You are my private mentor. I've been mentored by you in other containers. I am part of your channeling school. And please introduce yourself to all those humans who are tuning today.
Thank you, Marga. Thank you for your words. It's my pleasure to be here. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for watching live or on the replay. So my name is Sandrine, and I'm the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is a non-for-profit here to help people remember and reactivate the truth of their sovereign multidimensionality. So I work as a spiritual teacher, as a trained channel, and an ascension mentor. So everything that I share is a share that is co-created with my High Council of Light. So I often speak as we, because I want to honor also the beings of the light that I co-create with. And everything that we share is helping people remember how amazingly powerful they are, how they already live in the unified field, not so much in separation template, in the unified field already, and how we can together join forces to activate the new golden age that is already anchoring now into this reality that we share together. So I'm passionate about freedom, sovereignty, abundance, love, connection, and about having a freaking amazing life on planet Earth. So it's all about embodiment and bring the party here, baby, because it's the best place to be right now in the entire universe.
Yes, I agree. Thank you. Thank you for rocking this stage. I love that introduction. All right, my beautiful Sandrine. I would like us to go right into it. And if you could share, and by the way, for those of you joining live, I can see people, like, make sure to comment. We can see your comments. We want to make this interactive. So please know that we are also keeping an eye on your comments. You can say hi and we'll see you. Yay, Mitzi, I can see you here live. So cool. Sandrine, I would love you to share your memories, multidimensional memories in your dragon form with us.
I love this. One of the first time that I really realized that I was deeply connected to dragons in a special way was when I started seeing myself as a dragon. So before that, I would connect to the dragon energy. I would like it. I would read about it. But it was more like, like an interest. When I started receiving these information through my channel. I was like, oh, that seems a little bit far-fetched. It's kind of like intense. How can I be a dragon? Like, literally, I'm very human. And a lot of people at the time that was coming in my field is like, there was a lot of conversation about, is the earth flat or is the earth round? And I remember people asking this question to me, like, often. I was like, this is such a, why do they ask this question to me, you know? But it was really a thing. So basically I go, okay, let's find clarity about this. So I go into quantum space, in my meditation space, and then straight away, bam, all the story of the creation of the earth, but not only the earth, but also the moon, which is actually very round, the moon and the planets and the universe and the creation of different galaxies, all of that came as me, as a dragon, flying the infinite quantum with that dragon. And I was in that mild trance state for such a long time. After that, I kept receiving so much information about my dragon blueprint and what it meant. And it has taken me years to refine it, to understand it more and more, and to consciously choose to co-create with them. So if you want, it went from like an interest to receiving the truth of my multidimensionality, my own sovereign dragon heart, or like multidimensional heart. And then from there, cultivating the intimacy of my connection with that unique genome within my blueprint. And now it is all about sharing it, activating it, not only for myself, but for others. Because, flash news, many of us actually have dragon genomes. It's present within our blueprint. And as we know, the year of the dragon is here now, which is, of course, not a mistake. There is nothing that's ever a mistake. Because many of us that are coded with the dragon genome are going to really feel it, and they are going to go through a similar journey. First, it's like increased interest about dragon to moving into, well, I feel I could have that blueprint inside of me. What does it mean? How can I explore that? Why is it even interesting? So it's very exciting year ahead.
Amazing. I love that. Whenever I've heard that story, it's always been like so fascinating. And you know, like this, how you described it, like also like going with these dragons and into the infinite quantum space and having galaxies within your belly. And it's been so incredible to see an unfolding of more and more and more awareness around dragons. Guys, one of the things I want to share with you is a few years ago, one of my mentors shared a book with us, with me and other people in her mastermind, and it was the Sophia Code. So I know many of you are related with it and know about it. Some others of you don't, like it's still very new. But so in the Sophia Code cosmology, they describe how the seraphims, which are named in the Bible, are actually these immense, ginormous, gigantic dragons made out of eyes that sing holy, holy, holy. And then there's like, you know, like the whole, I know Game of Thrones was like so many years ago, but it's just like been something where culturally, like there's these conversations around dragons. And then, you know, like the Sophia Code, that for those of you who don't know, it's an amazing coded and living transmission. And this is just amplifying more and more and more. So thank you so much for sharing about your journey and a little piece of that connection. I have a set of questions for you. So let me make sure I don't lose any of these.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm very curious because I've heard you say that dragons can belong to different lineages. That is not like, oh, these dragons are part of just this specific lineage. So can you tell us a little bit about the different, or, you know, anything you can share with us around dragon lineages? And then, yes, if you may, we can go specifically into the lineage of the dragon warriors, which I've never heard before until you brought it a few months ago. You brought it up.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Marga. So the first important realization to have is that dragons, they exist through all the realms. So you have dragons of the light and you also have dragons of the darkness. And they are both, working within their own specific evolution template, pathway of evolution. So the dragons that most of us would be interested to co-create with would be part of the dragon of the light. So it's first like, choosing light, choosing love as a guiding force rather than separation and suffering. So within the dragon of the light, there are many different lineages of dragons, and we could think about them like families. You have this family, that family, that family. But then within the family, children fall in love and then they come together and then they create their own family. And so it's a little bit like that. So it's not so much that it's a hierarchy, but some dragons are quite happy to stay within their lineage and continue the family traditions because it fits them, it suits them, they're happy there. Other dragons are like, oh, I really want to, join another family and see what's happening there. And I'm falling in love with that other family in a way. And so they kind of develop a different interest because what I absolutely love about the dragon frequency is that they are the beings that can maintain the highest level of sovereignty within their own unique blueprint. So, for example, when you go create with Arcturians or also Pleiadians and other star races, a lot of them, they choose evolution through the merging of their consciousness. And it can be the merging of consciousness of one entire star race, but it can also be like pockets. So like from having maybe 1,000 Arcturians, you would have 20 here, 20 here, 20 here working on evolving through merging their consciousness. And then from these groups, they create a bigger group. So it's a little bit the pathways of evolution that many beings are choosing. But the dragons, they just choose their own direct connection as a ascension pathway. And so it means that they refine their own unique likes, I would say. It's not even likes and dislikes, but their own unique personality or quirks or things like that. And this is why I think so many people are fascinated with dragons, because they touch the heart of everyone. Because we all have dragon friends, and some they would have like fairy dragons with them, like tiny little dragons that are very playful. They can travel very fast between different realms. They are very connected to the earth realms. They are present here, like small ones. You could also have dragons that are gigantic, that are present living, in caves and different portals around the planet. And then there are some people that are more connected to galactic dragons or like birth of realities, like protector, guardians. There are also people that work with dragons of purification, I would call them, because they are dragons of the light, but they come to purify it. So they come like, some people have this electrifying feeling when you are with them. You just have to be yourself and speak your truth because you can perceive that they will dismantle everything that is not of the highest truth. So I think that dragons particularly growing or interesting to people because of that. Because we can literally connect and recognize ourselves within certain dragons, and many of us could co-create with different dragon lineages. So you can have like, I know that the first time I actually, oh yeah, the first time I actually did quantum travel with the dragon was 15 years ago under quantum healing hypnosis, and I was a dragon rider there, and it's the first time that I received the information that could shape shift in the dragon. But I was like, no, in those timelines, I was just a dragon rider. And so I was that dragon rider, but that dragon, that primal dragon, is still with me today. And when I asked what lineages it belongs, it's like, it's irrelevant. I am your best friend, I'm your companion. We've been traveling together from the birth of your soul because I created him. I could see myself, I took a particle of my belly. And I place it in my hand and I would blow on it and I would whisper light language every single day. And this particle with this particle, we attracted the particle of the mother of dragon that had this soul herself, you know. So the mother of dragon birthed all realities, and then she dissolved herself to give birth to life. But the particles of her heart and certain places of her gigantic body of light, all of these particles were floating. So many dragons were born from that. So I accessed, you know, like a particle of the mother of dragon, and I mixed it with my own particle. And this is a baby dragon born. And I could see myself, you know, like feeding it and hiding it, because no one could know that I had done that because I was still a child. And so all of these things like have grown more and more and more into creating these amazing stories. It would make great movies like Avatar, you know. When we talk like this. But to come back to your question, I feel like rather than trying to really reduce dragons, this lineage, that lineage, that lineage, it is more finding our own unique connection with them. You know, how we experience them, how we want to be with them, what do they bring in our everyday lives. Very often, dragons have a specific frequency that asks people to really be sovereign because they can before they can connect with them, because it's yet another kind of woo-woo work to say that you can create with dragons, no? Aliens, basically, you know, like the Pentagon, the Americans have said, yes, they do exist. So it kind of like it's becoming more normal. Well, for a lot of it, but dragon is yet another thing. It's like, oh my God, you know, like it's really out there.
Absolutely.
Strong, you know, sovereignty to be able to co-create with dragons, because yeah, it's like strong backbone.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, like for years, it's been like you hear about the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, you know, like fairies and different kingdoms, different realms, different galactic star races. And all, of course, all of this is out of the box. But come on, you know, it's like we're so ready to have these conversations. It's just like insane the amount of people that is like ready for that are ready for this. Yeah, to listen to more people and, you know, just like be with approach it with curiosity. And so, of course, like the whole codex of creating and co-creating with dragons, it's fascinating. It's you know, it's not ascended masters, it's not star rays, it's not the saints, it's something completely different and unique. So I appreciate your also your view on one thing and one element that they really bring to the in their frequency. It's the sovereignty. And this sovereignty frequency. And also this explanation makes a lot of sense on how their path of ascension or evolution, right? Of course, the quantum is so vast, even trying to encapsulate it with words, it's going to fall short. But this one piece around, they go deep into their own codex. They go deep into their into themselves, because I find it so related to what we're going to talk next, which is why more and more mission souls are being called to co-create with dragons. So thank you so much for providing this piece. And yeah, well, the next piece is that I want to share. I want us to go deep into some of the codes within the what you call the dragon warriors. The dragon warriors. You talk in your social media at St. Dreams that there is this specific lineage, and you know it's been more humans are being called to co-create with this lineage to start grounding what this means. I would love you to talk a little bit of what are some of these codes, what are some of these frequencies that in co-creating with the dragon warriors, you're going to see and see amplified in your life. As an example, one of the ones that I see 100% that are is a code from this codex, it's a courage, right? But there are so many others. So if you could share with us also, what are some of these codes that are going to unleash in your frequency and in your embodiment as you start co-creating more with the Dragon Warrior Codex?
I love this. I love this so much, because the Dragon Warrior Codex has only been birthed recently, because there is really like a momentum happening at the moment where people that are connected to that unique lineage of dragons are really going to feel it. They're going to feel the desire to connect with dragons, and they won't know why and how it relates to their mission, how it relates to their life, but it is felt as this increase of energy that needs an outlet. So for some people, you could feel that, why is not my mission like taking off? Why do I wanna have my like more followers, more clients? I feel that I'm here to do more. Like I'm already working on purpose and in many areas of life, but I feel there is the next level. What is it? What is it? It's like this energy awakening inside of you, asking you to really open up your dragon wings, like so vast that you can have the embodied expression of the Dragon Warrior Codex, this unique lineage, like blossoming fully, so this energy can flow through you without frying the nervous system, without creating distortion, contrast, pain, and suffering in life. Because we know very well, you and I, that if we don't have an outlet to our soul's expression, it is going to destroy your life. The energy is going to stay trapped and it is going to dismantle and create suffering. So we really need, like, mission soul need an outlet. So I always say, like, the most important thing is to be reactivated in courage and to realize that we are already courageous. We would not be on planet Earth if we were not, yeah? So we are already courageous, like every single person watching this live and on the replay, you know very well that you have received many slaps in the face from the universe over and over, yet you're still here standing. You still hear like more courageous, wiser than ever before. So when we realize it's like, how can I harness this courage to actually consciously use it to activate the next level of my service? Because the Dragon Warriors, it is all about helping humanity. They have this very strong drive and need and sense of purpose. The Dragon Warriors, they are not interested in isolating in a mountain or just, you know, like living happily in an eco village, you know, with the community and family. There's like nothing wrong with any of that. But the Dragon Warrior coded people, they want to get out there. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. A lot of Dragon Warrior coded people would have this kind of like sub frequency that could be explained as, I want to be famous, you know, like, but they don't really realize that a lot of people, they try to play small because they're afraid of being seen and heard, they were traumatized in the past, and so on. But because of a false understanding of humility, thinking that, oh, I shouldn't think that I'm so special, like I shouldn't want to be famous, you know, I'm quite happy with it, what I have, so why should I just not continue being happy with what I have? It's like, well, are you really happy? Are you actually feeling this aspect of yourself that is asking to grow and to expand? No, you are repressing it because you don't know how to get to the next level. A lot of us, we repress, because this is what we were taught to do. And this is because we don't know how to not do that and actually say, you know what, instead of spending so much time and energy repressing things, I will spend my time and my energy opening up myself. And so people that are really coded as dragon warriors, they have this sense of deep service to humanity. They know that they were born for a reason. They have this energy inside of them that they don't really necessarily know how to channel. And also, they are really devoted. They know what devotion is. And even if they don't understand it fully, they know that there is a soul, that there is a God, that there is a universe, and that eventually they are literally an arm, a hand, a finger, an instrument of God flowing through them. And that all that they need to do is that to show up and then to surrender. So it's like a really beautiful balance of feminine and masculine embodiment that happens when someone says yes to remembering this unique coded lineage present within them.
I love that so much. Yay, so many beautiful quotes. And, you know, love how you weave these, you know, like the Dragon Warrior coded people, you know, and you made this beautiful description, right? Which a lot of it falls into, you know, the ways in which you would also describe a mission soul. So for those of you watching, I want to really make this distinction, and there is just so much about this codex, and more is going to be continue to be shared. But the main difference, we would say, between light workers and mission souls is that where both of them are missioned in to be on earth and be light, be love expressed and harmonize this earth through the makeup of their being and their soul. And just by being here, they are interfacing in a phenomenal and divinely orchestrated way. The mission souls didn't come here to be passives in their own awakening. I would say that there are people who awake, but not every awakening leads to take back your power. And a lot of awakening leads to look at everything that is wrong and empower those realities and entangle with them because you don't know better. You know, and so mission souls are here to, with their own soul codexes, with their own knowledge, with their own just freaking unapologetic self-expression, lead people into, hey, go back into your soul, remember who you are, and you are not just this human, and not you don't have a soul. You are a human within your soul, and you are part of a larger council, and you have access to this and access to that. And just before this interview, we were on a private session, Sindrine and I, and she was explaining how a human that fully awakens to their multidimensionality can no longer be enslaved. So can you see how? Of course, like, yeah, it's amazing to find out, oh yeah, like the elites and this and yada, 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 and blah, 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 blah. But that's not the end of it all. Like, if you know that we are so much more, if you know that you can co-create consciously with beings of light and ascended masters and dragons and all of these, do you think that is for you to keep living, for all of us in humanity to keep being small and things to continue? No. And everything is going to crumble. But because something new is here to emerge, and it is not the first time that happens in planet Earth. Other star races have gone through those through those processes as well. And so, yeah, like the way you describe, you know, how many of these codes is pretty much like, yeah, like mission souls, and more mission souls are coded to co-create with these codexes. Because guys, like, I mean, if the world needs us, like it needs us in our light, it needs us in our power, it needs us with our wings up, angelic wings, dragon wings, all of it. So thank you so much for that beautiful explanation. And to wrap this up, this beautiful interview, Sindrine, in just a matter of days. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, she mentioned it slightly, Sindrine is the founder of Iria School of Channeling. And this is I am fully 100% biased because I am also inside of Iria. And so I'm very joyous. My heart is so happy because I get to go into these explorations. But within Iria, you really explore what it's like to own that ascension, but also put it at the service of humanity by becoming a masterful channel of light. And the Dragon Warrior Codex, it's an offering, it's a leadership accelerator, it's a codex delivered in a matter of like a group program, you could say. And it's going to happen, it happens independently every so often inside of Sindrine's world. So in just a matter of days, Sindrine, you are going to deliver the Dragon Warrior Codex. And I would love you to share with us. I know that there are already like 20 people like sign up. By the way, guys, if you want to take this deeper, if you really want, if there's something within your soul stirring, reach out to Sindrine, or you can message me and I'll link you both. And there is a 25% discount for those of you coming from Marga or Mission Soul. You know, you just need to tell her, hey, I saw in the interview and Marga mentioned this. So that is available. And so, Sandrine, I would love to ask you, we have like all of these beautiful people like sign up into the program. What do you foresee for these people, how their life is going to transform after the Dragon Warrior Leadership Accelerator?
I love this so much. Life transforms on all levels because this is a leadership accelerator, and we really bring a lot of awareness about self-leadership first. So it's like how you lead yourself in your relationship with your body, with your heart, but also in relationship with your partner, your parents, your children, your community. And then it expands to leading our family, leading our friends, leading our communities, to going further into clients, students, and bigger networks. So it's really understanding that when we step in fully in our power, we really need to lead. And what are the codes of leadership? So we are going to go really deep into understanding that I have mentioned already, like service, action, devotion, purpose, all of these things. So people have a greater sense of having this backbone. It's like the way I carry myself through life, not as a victim, but not as someone aggressive either. I just carry myself like the freaking queen, the king, the angel that I am. And there is no ego in that. There is simply a recognition of a natural state of embodying our own divinity. And it can take different shape and forms depending on everyone's unique blueprint and personality. So first of all, it is like this sense of being stronger, taller, and bigger, energetically. So it can look like, for example, if you are in a romantic relationship, if you have been there for a long time and you're not happy with your communication, you're not really happy with the state of the relationship, but you always walk on eggs, to keep the peace and so on because of the kids. And like you will be called into really not dismantling the relationship, but of leading yourself in a way that your needs are going to be met, your voice is going to be heard, you are going to be able to really stand up more for yourself and dissolve fear. So it really starts there. And then it expands to, okay, so you want to have a bigger platform, serve more people. What is still present inside of you? We go also like through practical exercises to understand different pockets of fears, like fears in different timelines. And how do you feel that, and you move through these fear portals? I had one of my students. I can mention her because she said yes. So it's Tana, and she's been working with me for many years now. And she's like, with the Dragon Warrior Codex, all the fears and limitation and subconscious programming that I have been dealing with, working with you, with myself, with other mentors, like a continuous work, as we know. It's like always coming back. It's like after the Dragon Warrior Codex, I could feel a huge shift energetically, but it only took like a few days and then weeks to really perceive that actually they were gone. And I looked for them, but I could not feel any physical reaction to a fear I had all my life. It's like, it's freaking crazy. And I was like, oh, that's epic. I absolutely love it because we develop our dragon heart, we develop our backbone, we develop our dragon body and our wings. So when we are in these quantum journeys, because of course the Dragon Warrior Codex is filled with quantum journeys, which is epic. So we meet the dragon, we become the dragon if we want to, or we ride the dragon if we're more comfortable riding the dragon. Because we are there, all of a sudden, like our consciousness is so expanded that all of these like fears and limitations, they are alchemized through the heart portal. And it's not about, bypassing anything. It is about really being the observer, but also the actor of this higher consciousness, and say, it's okay if you're like afraid of being seen and heard and so on, but like this is here and you are all of this. So let's act as all of this and let's take this with us. And this eventually will be like, oh, you've had enough of this. Like, it's not really me. I'm just gonna go away. So the results are present on all levels, and we are always working from the unified feeling to bring in more unity in people's lives. So the Dragon Wire Codex is not here to destroy anything, it is here to create. And your life will adjust accordingly, because as we know, when we have huge increase of frequencies, we quantum jump realities by first becoming an embodiment of a higher version of selves. And then we literally start seeing and perceiving our reality being different. And that is, you know, witnessing the magic of our co-creation with our soul, our purpose, and God, as well as our spirit guide. So all of that is present. There is also increase in channeling abilities, psychic abilities, because everybody that works with me always has that as well. In terms of, you know, like physical development, like embodied development. Yes.
I love it. Thank you so much. And yes, the closest to magic we have is access to the quantum. And that usually, like, yes, like seeing yourself in these new timelines and searching for things and noticing, witnessing they are no longer there, stepping into your next version. Like, this is what this high level quantum work makes available for us, makes available for you. So if you want to learn more, make sure to visit sandrines.com. You can also look for Sandrine on Instagram at Sandrines, and on the link in bio, you'll find the link. Now, if you join this time around, please make sure to reach out to her and or comment, you know, reach out to her and tell her or ask me to connect you with her, because there is a beautiful 25% discount, because what we're doing here inside the Mission Soul movement, it goes so much in a beautiful dance and alignment with this phenomenal mission of light through the Golden Age spiritual ministry, which Sandrine leads. And so that is a beautiful, very generous, by the way, gift that you have made available to the community. Yeah, so thank you so much, Sandrine, for joining us today. To everyone watching across time and space, we love you. You know, we see you and honor you for being this constant explorer of the vastness of your own soul, divinity, sovereignty, multidimensionality. And we are here on different fronts to, you know, as one family, because yes, Mission Souls are a collective. We all hold different parts of the puzzle, and the purpose of it all is to, for all of us to keep remembering and live the most beautiful heaven on earth, like dream as during so many golden ages happened on this planet Earth. Thank you so much, Sandrine, and see you on the next one, my dear.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you everyone for watching. See you next time.
I love you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.